Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast. Me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, and there he is.
Hello,
John.
Yes.
A very good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good
live
morning.
From home. Morning. Live from home in Perthshire.
Live from Perthshire.
Now, I was in Guildford last night, John.
Yeah.
Very nice to see a lot of Torquay fans there and a few, I think Reg turned up. He's the Nathobs pod listener.
Yeah,
so on the ice to you, Reg. You get an instant FOF number for coming to the show. So do remember to email back in, instant FOF number.
We'll come back to that show. In letters from a listener because Reg has written
that's nice.
In. It's not a review, thankfully.
Well, okay.
I'm sure if it was, it would have been 5 stars.
Five stars, John. I'm very rude about Guildford, and I had to do the show in Guildford.
Why are you so rude about Guildford?
I just don't like Surrey, John.
Well, I live about half an hour from Guildford. I went there for the first time. It's quite nice. It's all right.
Yeah, but it's just the people, isn't it?
Well,
it's nothing. They've got nothing about them. It's like they're scared. There's just nothing about. It's like a flat line, isn't it? There's no emotion there. I said this to them last night.
Did they agree?
They do this. This is what they do at a Guildford gig. It's like someone presses their reset button.
I think it's just the button. There's the laugh button.
And anyway,
on
stage last night, I did something you'd have liked, which was because what's good when you go and do these shows is that you're in the theatre. I'm normally in the studio theatre, and in the big main house is another act, you know.
Yeah.
So tonight in Maidstone, it's the Dream Boys.
Which is fantastic.
Looking forward to that, isn't it? Last night in the main house, the Hollies.
Oh.
The Hollies. Okay, 3-10, John.
Tribute.
The Hollies.
Oh, God.
Off you go.
Three and ten,
the Hollies.
This is
did it on stage. Did it on stage. They did it. We got it. Yeah,
10,
we got it. It was good.
9. 8 7 7. I can't think.
Come
I
on,
don't
John.
Know any Hollies. So I don't.
You
know.
Do know. You thing is, you do. You do know. You do.
It's just 19.
He ain't heavy. He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
Yeah. Okay.
You know that song. That's a
you
nice
do.
Song, isn't it?
I don't think of the
bus stop. Do you know bus stop? It's awful. Bus stop. Boom 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 boom.
Not the song I was thinking of.
No.
No.
Don't know any of those songs.
I don't really know anything about the Hollies, but from Buddy Holly.
Who's going to see them, John? They've been going for 60 years. There's only two of the original members left.
It was the original.
Well, not left, but
I didn't realize it was the original Hollies. I thought it was a tribute.
Original Hollies.
I thought it was a tribute.
Well, in the original Hollies was Graham Nash.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh no, the actual Hollies. It was two of the actual Hollies. You know, they're allowed to call themselves whatever they are until they're all dead. And then some, and then even then, some of them can still go out.
They must be getting on now, mustn't they? They're sort of 1950s, weren't they, the Hollies?
Weird, isn't it? Music. So you can go and see these people. You know, you sort of they'll be going around. And around. So they've been going 60 years, the Hollies.
Yeah.
Or 50 something years since 1963, right? What's that? 60 years. Who's going to see them? People who were like 10.
You could say the same thing about the Beatles or the Stones, I suppose.
You saw a superstar this morning, didn't you, John?
I did. It's all about the music these last few weeks. I was just passed in the corridors by the list. Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Wow.
How about that?
Sweet dreams are made of that.
That really is a Cambridge staple.
Really is.
The Eurythmics. Sweet dreams.
He's a bit of a... Yeah,
brackets are made of this, really. Closed brackets.
3-10, walking on broken glass.
There must be an angel.
Yeah, that's a good one. What a track that is, yeah. In many ways, we should probably just do a music podcast.
I think so. Far more interested in music. I don't know if it was on a date. It was probably not on one of the days you were in earlier this week. Bernie Taupin was knocking around.
Wow, that's a huge name.
Not the Devon tribute at Bernie Taupin, of course.
Yeah, we've done that before. Haven't we? That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, lovely.
Chelston John.
I think there's a Bernie Inn in Taupin. That'd be so good. Oh, how lovely. Oh, that's really good. Right.
Yeah, Dave Stewart.
Look, we're on a rubbish connection, so let's try and do a podcast about the National League South.
Oh, must we?
Before it. Oh, come on, John. Come on. It's not a lot to talk about. We're in the FA,
Yeah.
The FA Cup. So it's not a lot to talk about, really, is there? Other than looking forward to two games versus Maidstone. And I'm in Maidstone tonight. I wonder if Talk United will have the Dream Boys. They should have the Dream Boys. They should get run out. The Dream Boys should run them out. Just some greased up lads should run out before Talk United.
Well, I'm going.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
You're in Maidstone tonight. I'm going tomorrow to Torquay Maidstone at home. We've got Maidstone sort of covered it with all bases.
It's almost like there's too much Maidstone in this podcast.
And I think we may have
mentioned it. Did you say Maidstone? Do you do the O in Maidstone?
Maidstone.
Oh, this annoyed me yesterday. I was listening to some Six Music. And I love Six Music, you know that. A couple of the band names for you. These were real, not made up. English Teacher.
No, surely not.
That was one. English Teacher, live, they're in session. Of course, they'll be playing the Spinning Wheel in Nottingham, that's sold out there. Spinning Wheel.
English
But I thought that was a good one. English Teacher was like, what, you're pointing at things now. Manatons, that was one. Manatons, what? Oh, come on.
No, that's not
right. Anyway, they were doing, what do you call it? The round table where they go if they like a record or not. And honestly, a lot of the records, you just go, you are making it up. You're absolutely making it up that you like this. There was one that was just like someone had sat on a synthesizer with their ass. And it was like, this is an amazing piece of choral orchestral music that could fit any film score. I was like, oh, come off it. Anyway, what was the point of my story?
I've absolutely no idea.
No. What do we get to? Oh, God. Brain's gone. This was it. They had a really pretentious bloke on it. Surprise, surprise. And he says, and people do this, instead of record, they'll call an album a record.
Yeah.
Right? But instead of record, they say record. Right?
In many ways, that's the Maidstone Maidstone, really, isn't it? Yeah, record.
It's a really important record. They've made a great record. This is a great record. They've made a really important record. And I was like, this is a pretentious one. Because do you know what it is? Not wanting to appear like you are the privileged person you are and who can go. Because he wasn't Northern or anything. It wasn't like an accent thing. It was like record. We're saying record. But also, it's like when people call, you know, going to the cinema, the films, you know. Going to go and see a film, a movie. I'm going to see see some cinema. Really good cinema. Really good cinema.
Pretentious, great cinema. John. Record.
Just a great record. Really great record. What, you bought it on a record, did you? You bought it on a record. You didn't just download onto your flipping phone.
I think Damien Lewis definitely made a record.
Oh, John, if you want some fun.
He was a real record.
If you want some fun, do look at Damien Lewis's Instagram stories and page. Really check out the record of
it's a great record,
Damien Lewis.
Really good.
I'm just gonna there's a brown envelope here, and often when I found a brown envelope, often something, what was it? Oh, I thought it was a Talk United thing. It's not. Oh my god, how pretentious am I? It's actually a new stylus for my record player.
Oh, a record. I bet you can play some great records on there.
There are some records on there. Really play the records today. Right, John.
Yes.
The National League South. Here we go.
There is no National League South, really, to be honest. Shall we work? We can work out what's on the podcast if you want, but I don't know
what's on the podcast. Let's work out what we're going to do, John.
Well, it was the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Christ, 7 millionth qualifying round on the...
How many rounds do we have to play?
Feels like there's a lot of qualifying rounds.
You have to go through the woods.
It's like the Crystal Maze at this point. Yeah.
Through the Deathly Woods. Find the goblet of FA Cup.
And if you complete the maze and get enough crystals, then you get into the first round.
All those things, yeah.
So, I mean, look, okay. there was so many games in the FA Cup. We can go through them all if you want, but we maybe just do a selection.
Let's just talk about the Torquay United one.
Well, I'll have a look through what else there was, because it will be as much a surprise to me as it is to all of you.
Okay. What else we got?
What else have we got?
Not a lot. It's a short episode this week, because there's not a lot to do. We can preview the match. We can preview the Maidstone game. See how Maidstone are getting on. Maidstone.
Maybe we should focus on Maidstone.
Cinema. Really great cinema.
Let's focus. We've not really done a focus on yet, so let's focus on Maidstone.
Okay, let's focus on Maidstone.
Because
we know
one fact about Maidstone, of course, is that, remember what gets recorded there in the Maidstone studios? Later with Jules Holland.
Oh, yeah. That's very good, isn't it?
Over
that's
here,
very nice.
4G okay. pitch.
4G pitch, quite a good.
It's a great.
Good name for a band, actually. Really better than English Teacher.
Really great record out of Maidstone from 4G pitch.
4G pitch there, of course. Stinks in the Sun. Stinks in the Sun is a good, good title
album,
for a band, isn't
new
it?
New album, Stinks in the Sun from 4G pitch.
But the thing is, if you went on and said that, I really like them. We've got music from 4G pitch.
Do you remember when we saw Steve Lemack in the street that time? And we were just shouting out random fire hydrant. Lovely music from Drain Cover.
Yeah. It's all a big anyway.
Downpipe.
What else is coming up?
New stuff from Downpipe.
Do you think people will start saying podcast?
Podcast.
People start saying podcast.
That was a great podcast.
I'm going to start saying that. See if people will pick it up.
I heard him
on a podcast. Record cinema. He's doing really great podcast. Okay. What else? Any letters?
Loads of letters. We've got a physical letter, which I will go and get out of my locker.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
In your locker.
I've got it in my locker.
He's got it in. I've literally got it in my locker.
Got
that in his locker. and perhaps we'll do a little Torquay corner. That'd be good fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Well, should we do a bit of FA Cup?
Let's do FA Cup, yeah. Now, we won 5-0, didn't we, John?
We beat Hungerford 5-0. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And didn't we play them before? We played them in the league, didn't we? Once?
I went to that. It was the final game in the National League South season. We'd already won the title. And it was like an end-of-season party. And you were there as well.
That was the gold flags.
Yeah.
They're milking it now.
They scored in the last minute, didn't they, to win 1-0. It was a really rubbish game.
Really awful game.
But they'd
all been on the piss for a week.
I think Hungerford needed a win to stay up or something. They got it. Everyone was happy.
Everyone went home happy. Brian Barwick was there.
Yes, he was. Brian Barwick.
And of course, that day we met all the players.
That's when we had chili with Gary Johnson.
Chili con carne, chili with Gary Johnson. Yeah,
we got the traditional welcome from Lord Sharon.
Liam Davis, who didn't turn up. Jamie Sendles White didn't turn up.
No, he didn't turn up. No, we were that picture of the trophy. Paul Bastard was milking it.
He's milking it now. There we are. Happy days,
happy
John.
Days.
Utterly pointless.
But yeah, 5-0 up at half time was quite something.
Especially as Sutton are going to go down, John, as well. They're bottom of the league.
Definitely, yeah. The one
They're terrible.
The one good thing is Jamie Reid's tearing it up in League One.
Oh, he's my favourite footballer of all time. Favourite footballer of all time.
Second or third top scorer, isn't he?
So much so, I'm going to go and see a Stevenage game because I'm just like so into it.
Oh, I was playing. I was playing football with a Wigan fan last night, and I said, how are Wigan getting on? He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to see them on Saturday. We're away at Stevenage. Like, well, watch out. Watch out for Jamie Reid.
Unbelievable. Yeah. What do you think it is, John? Confidence?
I think so. He obviously gets on well with Steve Evans. He's the first man in history to get on with Steve Evans.
Yeah. Well, some players absolutely love him, don't they? Yeah. Think he'll get a move, John? What if he keeps scoring?
Well, I'd hope so. I hope so. Wouldn't that be great for him?
Oh, I'd absolutely love it for him, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Be fantastic.
What if Plymouth Argyle try and sign him?
Nah, not into that.
Imagine that.
I don't think even he'd do that.
No,
he wouldn't do that.
He loves the girls. I had a Talk United hat on, my unlucky Talk United hat. I shouldn't wear it, but I do like wearing it now and again. But it is unlucky. In an Instagram thing the other day, and he liked it and said, "What a hat." That's Jamie. That's Jamie Reid. You've been playing football, haven't you, John? You got a sore knee or something?
I played football last night. My knee is ballooned because we played football together a few times.
You're a tough tackling midfielder.
Well, I tick along all right, but I'm at my best when I've sort of created... I sort of artificially created a bust up with someone.
Yeah,
I'm sort of like a bit of Argentinian or Spanish or something. I need to to have a bit of a
Gary Brabin.
So this bloke just came and I ended up with the ball in the corner and he came up behind me and was like barging. So I sort of let him have it, and then the next time he got into that position I went and smashed him into the railings.
Whoa.
And so he got really angry and went, "Study on, mate. It's a Thursday night," and I panicked and couldn't think what to say. I was like, "You started it." I couldn't think of what to say.
You started it. Oh no!
But as a result, yeah, I also absolutely crippled my knee in the process. But I played quite well after that. I need a bit of an incident to get me going.
You need that adrenaline,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Next time we play, I'll just like come over and poke you in the chest, like push you over.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that's why my knees hurt. My knees twice
the size. Did you score any goals?
Scored two.
Oh, I loved it. Do you want to talk us through them or?
To be honest, not really worth talking about. two pretty simple tap-ins. Nothing special.
Oh, nice. Listen, you never know when you're going to score your last goal, John.
Well,
so
true.
You know, you've added to the list.
Yeah,
that might be it. That might be your knee might be absolutely broken. That might be it forever.
Yeah,
you might never play football ever again.
Well, possibly. I don't think anyone would miss it. Do you want to go? Should we go back to the FA Cup at all? Are you interested?
Yeah,
really
go on
not?
And give us a few results.
Well, I've
tried. What next? We got flipping Maidstone, isn't it?
Maidstone. So yeah, Maidstone two Record. Weeks in a row.
Podcast.
I mean, in the podcast. Problem is, I don't know what level any of these teams are, so I couldn't tell you if it's an upset or not.
All right, go on. Let's try and have a guess.
Okay, Leake Town 2, South Shields 0.
I reckon that's the division below us. I think South. No, I think South Shields. I think that's Northern Premier.
Aren't they managed by Kevin Phillips, the old Sunderland striker?
I'd give anyone a go,
I think they might be. Or were.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, he's been sacked. He was last season.
Sad times.
There you go.
Sad times.
Knew something. Darlington 1, Scarborough 2. Darlington came up this week, didn't they? Because of
Dan Burn scoring in the Champions League, made his debut against Torquay United in a 5-0 victory over Darlington.
I remember that game.
What year was that, John?
I think it was the first season we got back into League Two after we got promoted, Paul Buckle. And I think Scott Rendell may have scored 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. He was good.
Yeah.
For a bit. He was good for a bit.
He was great.
Look
really
it up, John.
Season.
Look it up. Have you got the internet there, John? Look
I've
it
got
up.
It. Look, I'm pretty sure that was the season and that was the game, but I could be wrong.
Go on.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Tell us all about it.
12th of December 2009. Fifth successive league defeat for Darlington. Demolished by Torquay. Chris Zabrowski volleyed in the first. Set up Wayne Carlisle to double the lead. Scott Rendell headed in Jake Thompson's corner. Zabrowski scored another, and then Bennion made it 5.
Oh, Carlisle looking for Bennion. Sales!
Yeah. That was fantastic. I think we were not much better than them at that point, 19th. So that was quite a big win. And yeah, Dan Burn.
Good.
Who knew?
That's nice if you're a Torquay fan anyway, yeah.
But
we've also spoken about the South Shields and Leake there.
Yeah.
Leake Town, where is Leake? Staffordshire,
it's,
is it?
Staffordshire, Leake? Somewhere in the middle there. Probably not far from Trowell.
Probably get there if you saved up. Taxi from Trowell to Leake. Imagine how bleak that is.
A bleak.
That sounds like a. Bleak. That sounded like a Philip Larkin poem. As bleak as a taxi from Trowell to Leake.
It is definitely.
If you don't go today, you can do it next week. A bit like the non-National League Bard. We've not had a
minute. He was back
there,
wasn't he, Roger John? Can
Roger
we get
John
a full
McClark,
performance of that in a moment from Roger John McClark? That was fantastic. Lovely. AFC Totten 1, Berkhamsted 0.
All right, where's Totten?
Totten is a suburb of suburb of Southampton, and the reason know about them is that they've just signed Joe Osler. That came up on my timeline the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, slipping down the leagues. They just sort of slowly slide down, don't they, footballers? And then they must have other jobs, and then that's it. And then in about 2 years, that'll be it for Joe Osler. And Joe Osler won't be aware of how many...
young Joe Osler, when he was on loan to us from QPR. Ridiculous.
And Joe, it's a strange life, isn't it, footballer? Strange life, because it's absolutely massive for probably about 15, 20 years of your life, like absolutely everything. And then you're just not allowed to do it anymore. Not allowed, but you can't do it anymore. You physically can't do it.
I always liked him. Alfreton...
Unless walking football, but I don't know about walking, but I know, I think when it comes to walking football, I'm like, I feel like I may have just given up on life.
I'd rather have no football.
Walking football. But if you do walking football, good luck to you. Don't let me put you off. You enjoy yourself.
Avely,
one more before I lose the will to live.
I'm losing the will to live. Avely 2, Hornchurch 2. There you go, have that one.
Oh, there we are. I know where Avely is.
Yeah, I very much an Essex derby there, of course. Very much in my stomping ground. Avely, Hornchurch.
Yeah, of course. So, of course, Torquay lost to Avely earlier in the season.
Avely Travis.
And that's Avely Travis, of course, trying to get that joke going. No one got on board with that one. Add it to the list.
So put it on the list.
Look in the book.
It's all in the book.
Look in the book.
I'm just trying to pick out if there were any upsets at all, because I've also lost the will to live. I'm not sure
any upsets. Who knows? You wouldn't even know at this level.
Macclesfield were playing a team called Warrington Rylands, who are obviously very tall and had great teeth.
Cinched it, yeah.
Hampton and Richmond lost to Lewis. Lewis must be below Hampton and Richmond. They lost 3-0 to Lewis.
The cop series.
Not Inspector Morse's sidekick.
It's what, flipping Lawrence Fox?
It was Kevin Whateley and John Zorat.
Lawrence Fox would hate the Beavers, because he'd be like, what even is a Beaver?
Yeah.
What even is a Beaver? You know, what are we saying? You want people to think that the Beavers are Hampton and Richmond. You know, that's what you want. The wokerati want us to believe that Hampton and Richmond should be called the Beavers. That'd be the sort of thing Lawrence
Fox
would
say. It should be called after a name of a male body part. What happened to men?
Where are the penises? I think you'll find they're in Notts County.
Largely, okay. I was going to say largely on GB News. There you go. They all work.
There we are. We all had our own.
You all had a bit of fun. That's really basically it. I can't be bothered.
Okay, lovely. And we've got Maidstone in the next round. And then is there another round after that, or is that then when the league clubs come in?
This is the final round before the first round proper.
Okay, and then so we have the league clubs come in then, and we can't. Yep. When did we play Derby last season?
That was the first round proper.
Utter disaster. And really, really, when we went, we should have been going, this isn't very good for our season at all. Got Will Goodwin a move, though, didn't it? That definitely
that
got
worked
him
out.
Moved to Cheltenham.
Well for him.
And that's worked out ever so well, isn't it? I don't know if people are watching the Cheltenham Town thing at the moment. They've not scored a goal all season.
I'm getting a real perverse enjoyment out of it. I have felt no ill will towards Cheltenham at all, but I'm just really enjoying it. I hope they don't score
all season. When they
eventually
score, it's going to be absolutely gutting, isn't it?
How long can they go?
Oh, wouldn't you love it if they went 20 games?
Imagine if they didn't score all season. And not one goal.
Oh my God. It'd be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it? Absolutely amazing. Okay. This is the National Obsession, John. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and we're going to do a focus on Maidstone record. I think we did this last year, John, outside that dodgy pub.
Do you reckon?
Remember that pub?
Yeah.
It was like that, you know, that clip of that pub in the north of England where there's like an old lady dancing and then.
Then a dwarf,
you know that
comes
clip by
in.
Me?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The bloke, yeah. It's
yeah,
that one.
It was like that pub.
Yeah.
Anyway, their Weird. Manager is George Ellacobe, John.
Yeah. I knew that.
Who did he play for?
He's
some
had
big
a,
clubs,
he had a good career. Wolves? Was it Wolves while they were in the Premier League? Forest?
Wolves?
I think
Bristol
Wolves.
City?
Wolves is the one that
Oldham
sort of
Athletic, Colchester.
Springs to mind.
Yeah, Bruce Springs to mind.
Hi, I'm Bruce Springs to mind.
Just for him. Just him remembering stuff.
Was it born you know. To born to
what was born it born to one oh I can't think
born to glory
oh god what is it streets of where is it
ever since you told me that Bruce Springsteen was just points out things that he sees, it's completely ruined it for me.
I saw that on the thing. I will say it's not my joke,
it's
but
very,
it is absolutely perfect.
It is
Because I'm sitting in a room and the dog cage is here and the coats are hung up. There's an ensuite bathroom.
Driving past a service station. There's a McDonald's in it. Whatever he
There's
sees.
There's not an M&S food.
I'm reading his book at the moment. It's very good, but I still don't
just
like
lists
his,
of stuff.
I still don't
I
like
was
his music.
In... just lists.
Once he's run out of lists, he just basically just does his Wikipedia.
Right, okay. George Ellacobe. Let's have a look.
Yes.
He entered non-league football with Dulwich Hamlet at the age of 16 after moving from the Cameroon.
Hello, Kobe.
That's it, isn't it?
Hello, Kobe. Hello, Newman.
George Ellacobe. Right, we're not doing this. Let's not focus on George Ellacobe.
It's not. So what do we know about Maidstone? They were a team.
The
and
Stones,
then
John. The Stones.
Didn't they go bust and then they've come back again? Was that's the
yes,
story?
Yes, but they
I think.
Are. They do have some sort of element of their old team because they kept the youth squad.
Ah.
So the club was forced out of the league following bankruptcy, but the nucleus of a new club was built around the youth squad, Maidstone Invicta.
Right.
So I think it's really impressive. We've discussed this before, John.
We've definitely
could
talked
just
about
go back.
This before.
We could just go back to the last season.
It's ringing a bell now. It's Bruce sprung to mind now.
Bruce Springs to mind. It's such a good tribute act.
It's right up there with Roger Schittaker, isn't it?
Forge Michael. That's the best one. That would be a genuinely good one.
Pat Shot Boys.
I'm just trying to... they've got no famous players. Chris Smalling. We've done this, John.
We've definitely done all
Bruce
this.
Bruce Springs to minding it.
It's now
There's
Bruce.
No focus on.
It's Bruce Sprung to mind.
We're going to have to keep this bit in because of Bruce Springs to mind.
Well, I know. Otherwise,
it's been an absolute
gone.
Waste of time.
Did we talk about the fact their assistant manager is Craig Fagan? I think we did. He's assessing the situation at half time.
Reviewing the situation.
Come on,
get it right. What a waste of time. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener.
This will be fun. When you go, will you send you back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John? Any letters?
Yes.
Oh, Bruce Springs to mind will make me laugh for about 3 weeks.
In many ways, I was thinking this feels like a bit of a subpar episode, but then Bruce Springs to mind came out and we rescued
it. It won't be subpar at all. It's just there's not a lot going on, is there, John? You know, we still got to get something out there.
Can't make it up. Although we exactly. probably also could. let's begin with Mark Ridley. Little Mark, Mark
Newton,
Ridley.
Hello there, Newton.
He says, hi, John and Charlie. I have a solution for the financial crisis that has beset the construction of HS2. Rather than try to take it to Manchester and Leeds, Rishi Sunak should announce that its final destination will be Brackley, as, of course, that's in the north. As evidence, he could refer to the National League handbook and state, look in the book. Excellent, Mark.
Look in the book. Gloucester.
Gloucester or Brackley. We know that's the north.
Yes.
Easy.
Look in the book. Sunak could have stood there going, we're going to stop people smoking. We are going to do the HS2. Where's it going to stop? Gloucester. That's not in the north, Rishi. Look in the book.
Look in the book. He's consulted Mark. Dave Thomas and he's looked in the book and it's all good.
An excellent letter from Mark.
Of course, we could have talked to John Pemberton, who I believe was sort of in charge of the HS2 project, but in many ways, you can all do it yourselves.
Yeah. Just work that out yourself. Imagine what it would have sounded like.
You can all have fun imagining it and save ourselves a lot of hassle. I don't have to write it. You don't have to listen to it. And it, you know,
there we are. A winner. Fun, isn't it? Do it yourself.
Thank you, Mark. Foff 33, Mark Ridley. Clive Hayward, Sir Clive, gets in touch.
Oh, Sir Clive. On the ice.
These were all held over from last week. We didn't have time in the end, so they may be a little out of date by now, but thank you anyway.
Okay.
Clive says, hello, gents. After the standard good day out interrupted by crap football at Hemel the other week, it looks like time for another rethink. I ate quite a lot of leaves last season, but results were still disappointing. Remember we had that was going for a bit, we were eating leaves.
Yes.
Charlie's idea of moving around during matches also appears to have hit an iceberg. Well, let's see.
Well, I only did it once, and when we did move, we did go 2-1 up. It wasn't my fault. I moved from the spot to celebrate, which is the mistake I realised I've made.
It's a client says, what else can we try? I know that some Turkish clubs swear by slaughtering a goat early doors.
Mm,
that could easily,
a nice idea.
That could easily backfire. So I've been on the marketplace and bought a copy of Voodoo for Dummies.
Get it on the marketplace.
Celia's got some pins in her sewing kits. I'll have a dabble and let you know how I get on the ice, Clive.
I wonder what Clive's going to make a doll of.
I was going to say, who's going to be the doll?
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
Bateson.
Yeah, Bateson. I wonder who that'll be. Maybe sacrificing a seagull. We have to catch one every week.
They've got that hawk, haven't they? That sort of
catch a seagull and then destroy it
before the game and
smash it before the game. Beak and everything, eating the beak.
Yeah,
everything. That'd be great. We'd get everyone really going, wouldn't it? Good idea, Clive.
Eat it, all around the ground.
Like on Take It Off.
Take it off. Yeah. Rip its head off.
Eat its eyes.
Limb from limb.
Who could do that? Mervyn Benny. Maybe Mervyn Benny could
do that.
Mervyn
gets on the mic, leads the crowd.
Hope he enjoyed his 3 day out at Torquay United.
I don't know. Yeah, has he had it yet? Who knows? I think it was a game of his choice. Anyway.
Yeah, any game.
Alan Wills. Thank you very much, Clive.
Alan Wills. Lovely to see Alan. Well, I didn't see him. They all turned up. They didn't hang about afterwards.
Came to Guildford. Came to G Live.
Looked at me on stage at G Live. Anyway, yes. Do book tickets for Babbacombe if you can. We're just trying to sell that. Quite a lot sold. Very nice. But do book tickets for Babbacombe.
Lovely to catch up with you both at some of the away games this season. Yes, it's been nice to see Alan. Really enjoying the NLS experience at the moment. Disappointed not to go top of the league when we played Hemel, but we seem to be better when
we were top of the league for 2 minutes.
Briefly. And he says, but we do seem to be better when we're chasing rather than there to be shot at. So as long as we keep in touch, we'll be fine. I was having a cheeky look at League Two the other day and thinking how much of a nightmare it would be having to travel to away matches at 15 run-down northern outposts with all the train disruption.
Oh, come on, Alan. You'd absolutely bloody love it.
Well, having to...
Imagine the... A dream of League Two, don't you, John? Oh, dream of it.
Blimmin' day. With Sutton bottom league of League Two, along with Hartlepool already back in the National League, you can't help thinking we would have made a better fist of it. Anyway, I spent the last few days basking in the glory of our last NLS promotion, listening back to some old Natops pods. Yes, Alan said he was going back through the back catalogue.
Oh, nice. I don't know.
He says, the Alan Dowson interview was a particular highlight, but I had to chuckle to myself when I realised it wasn't actually Charlie putting on a comical Geordie voice. We go again, Alan Wills. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, Alan. I'm glad you're enjoying the old...
Alan Dowson was in this building. Yeah, I had a little chat with him. I do remember that.
And it was quite nice. Alan, I will protect you with my life. You've turned up to many, many shows.
Yes.
And I'm very appreciative.
He's... He's
Carry
very
on.
Much a groupie.
A completist.
Think, isn't he?
He's a Natobs pod completist, is what he is.
Andy Charles. Hello, Andy.
Andy.
He says, thank you for the continually entertaining Poo's letters. I write with sad news.
Oh, thank you. The podcast.
Sad news. The podcast. I write with sad news, says Andy. I've departed the friendly confines of Blainmore. No longer can I leave the front gate, look right and see the Ellicomend in front of me. For family reasons, we're relocating to the land of the National League North in pretty County Durham. Oh, how lovely, County Durham.
Oh, that's fantastic. Lovely. That's a nice
Beautiful.
Place to live.
My local club will be Hartlepool, but for obvious reasons, they won't be getting my business anytime soon. So, Natobs NLN fans, where shall I go for my football fix? Am I a South Shields man? Do I take my binoculars to Gateshead, or is there a hidden gem for me to find on the Northern Ice?
Oh, yeah. What a good question.
Well,
I said Gateshead, and then I remember the damn terrible stadium, isn't it?
It's awful.
Bloody miles
Mike Williamson, but
he won't be there long.
They're
He's doing
well.
Really,
They're
really
flying.
Well. Someone will have him.
Picked up where they left off last season. And
he'll be a league manager, I think, by the end of the season.
My uncle and family live near Spennymoor. They've got a team. I don't know if they're any good.
Spennymoor Town? Spennymoor. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure.
Live Spartans?
Look, I don't know, but it's exciting to find out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except do keep us in touch with that. Keep us in touch with where you go.
A second mention of South Shields as well on this podcast.
Wow.
Who would have
just
thought?
Just through luck, through pure luck.
Tibbs Ashton. Hello, Tibbs.
Tibbs, on the ice,
says,
Tibbs.
Hello, gents. The season begins now. After Torquay's brave decision not to stock any adult medium jerseys at the first two home games of the season, I was forced to venture online. Several weeks of away jersey unavailability followed, but funnily enough, the home jerseys were and continued to be available. Yes, I wonder why. Then success, away jerseys finally in stock. But hopes were dashed when it meant in stock meant they could be ordered, but no timeline on when. So a medium away jersey went into the online trolley. As Torquay United will not post any items from the club shop to the EU, I had it sent to my mother's in Dawlish. She then posted it to me in Ireland.
Really
sakes.
Do ourselves no favours.
What's that? I mean, as we said they don't call it Tory Bay for nothing. Brexit means Brexit down there, I think. We won't deal with them.
Zero favours.
He says, Irish Customs then disputed the value of the package.
Well, yeah.
And insisted
I
pay a €27 import duty. But I mean, it is a nice
show.
But as of yesterday, I'm now fully bedecked in our fab jersey with the unfortunate sponsor of Torbay Story. But also looks like Torbay's Tory. The season starts now. We'll be 10 points clear by Christmas. Total cost of jersey, including postage, £83.40. On the ice, Tibbs. Bloody hell.
Oh, my God.
Tibbs.
What a nightmare, Tibbs.
You got a question.
What a nightmare.
You got a question how much
is
worth
There must be a way for us. There must be a way for us on the Natobs pod to get Tibbs' his shirt without him paying £87 in future.
€83.
Awful.
Terrible.
Get down to Euro, of course. Get down to Euro.
And finally, Reg Davis.
Reg came last night. He was part of the cattle auction.
He says, as a Barnet fan, I thought you might like to hear how one of Torquay's old favourite sons, Ben Winter, is doing at the Hive in what seems to be a promising season for us. Not so promising for Ben, though, as although he had a reasonable season last year and started okay this year, mid-September he was taken off at half-time during our defeat at Rochdale for, in our coach's words, not passing the ball forwards. And he's not been seen since. So it appears that although our coach used to warm towards Winter, it was only to a certain degree. And now he's out in the cold. The coach has turned a bit frosty and must think he's snow good. Excellent, Reg.
Reg, that was superb writing.
He
there,
says, sorry for the pun. Should leave the humour to Charlie. Can you let me know the next time he's in the Woking, Guildford, Surrey area? It would be great to come and see him. It was last night, Reg.
Last night, Reg, and you came.
We got the message to you.
I just said hello afterwards.
We got the message to Reg, and he did come along. But excellent. And can we have Ben Winter back if you don't want him?
Oh, all day. If you're just, we'll have him on loan.
Yeah.
On loan till the end of the season. Yes, please.
Yeah.
What a lovely letter. Thank you, Reg. I know, obviously, Reg, do write in again because you get a FOF number. Actually, we'll give Reg his FOF number now.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah. FOF. Not a blooming clue, I'm afraid.
No idea, John. I've not got a clue.
Oh, I have actually got my laptop with me. Do you want me to check?
Yes, please. Why not? Why don't we do it properly? Why not?
Here we go. Let's pull up the spreadsheet. Numbers. Oh, by the way, thank you very much. A physical parcel turned up this week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I think Reg might be FOF 75.
Ah, Jim.
If anybody's got a problem with that, let me know. I may have already awarded that. Let's see. I'm just going to type in Reg Davis. He's got Reg Davis eyes.
I'll have an amnesty. Just so we don't annoy anybody, we'll have an amnesty this week on if anybody needs to ask for their FOF number because we've not given one away for a while.
A disaster. Like that.
If anyone's owed a FOF number, then you have an amnesty for 1 week only on the letter. How do people send us a letter, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com. Alex,
yeah, tell us about this parcel.
Alex Simpson somehow found a way to send us a physical parcel, which they did courtesy of the building we work in. Thank you very much, Alex.
Sport, lovely, yeah, great.
Two fantastic Natobs Pod T-shirts.
Oh, magic. That's nice. Why didn't I get mine off you yesterday, Joe?
I should have given it to you yesterday.
That.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, what an idiot. Oh, well. I've got it in my locker.
He's got that in his locker.
Yeah, rubbish. But yeah, thank you very much, for those, Alex. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Alex.
Maybe they'll go on general sale. They're very nice.
Quality schmutter, is it, John?
Yeah, lovely. Alex, you went to a lot of trouble there, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex. John, you're going to Maidstone at home.
Yeah, I'll see you there if you're going to be there.
Exciting. I won't be there, but if you see John, quick hello and move on.
Quick hello. Yeah, see you later.
Maybe say on the ice, say, yeah, lovely. All we learn, all we go.
Yeah. That'll do. Right. That's it.
That's it, John. Oh, I think it's an excellent episode.
Yes.
People can moan all they like.
Lovely.
I don't care what people say. On the ice, have a go.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.